Okay, meeting time. Yay, everyone who's too late just failed at EGN life. Not part of the group anymore. Like, kicked him out and stuff. I'm joking. We won't do that because you guys always take what I say to heart and literally and stuff. That was a joke.
No, it wasn't.
Android, that messes everything up when you like that. I don't like that attitude. More positivity. Yay. Okay. So, actually, we don't have that much to talk about. At least I don't. But you guys always have so many questions. So, but that's okay. Hey, Khan came online. Maybe he wants to join the meeting. So we'll go over the servers first, okay? Okay. Yeah, I don't think any server manager is. That really sucks. So,
User
first
joined your
server
channel.
is Jailbreak. I'm not gonna repeat everything 10 times because we've talked about Jailbreak like literally more than 10 times. Actually, more than 10 times. So, are there any questions about Jailbreak that aren't very obvious answer? Raise your hand if you want to. They're like in meeting expectations and stuff. You could like go read them on the forums for the 10th time. Hey, Grape Slushy, what do you want to ask? Bring it back? No balls? What are we bringing back? Don't give him talk power if he wants. Oh yeah, we'll have that back when we have. I haven't had anyone to help me out with anything that's noteworthy
User
or
disconnected
coding
from your
wise.
channel.
So yeah, you guys kind of hate them because I don't have all
User
the time in the
disconnected
world
from
right
your
now.
channel.
Okay, Skyline had a question and Olive
User
has a
joined your
question
channel.
too, but Skyline gets to go first. Skyline, you can talk if you want to. Want to?
Oh
Don't
shit.
forget to
Oh
speak
yeah.
now.
Can we get the LR back thing, the command thing?
Back? Did we ever have that? Can we get it? Probably not. Because our server is popular like it is right now, and I don't want to, like, I don't know, there are a lot of servers with LR, and some people don't like that. Maybe ours is better, I don't know. But we've talked about this every freaking time, and I don't, like. I don't want to talk about it again and again and again. It's just something we've decided to not have. So any other questions? Grape Slushy and Simplistic have a question. Yay. Okay. Who's first? Okay, Simplistic then, because Grape Slushy said second sec.
I
I mean.
think it's me.
Me? Who
Maybe
said
me.
me? You?
Albus.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll type it because it's fairly long. Okay.
Well, if it's very long, I'd prefer you to actually say
Yeah,
it.
sure. Okay. When we do map trivia, can we do like time limitations for the correct answer? Like, for example, no one has a correct answer yet, but can we like do time limitations? For example, you have until 1:30 to have a correct answer, or else everybody will be killed. Because I was being falsely banned, like.
I suppose you can do that as long as it's acceptable. Like, if you do it at 1:40 and you say by 1:35 correctly answer, I'm gonna kill the whole team. That's
No, yeah, like
a bit stupid.
you
And
give I
no, if
give.
people don't answer you, then just ask another question and keep it up.
Okay,
Okay.
but yeah, is it okay?
Want to ask another question? Yeah,
No,
perfectly
like
fine.
to kill everyone in if the time in the time limitation.
Please don't. Like, people are gonna call you Nazis, and it's not to the best. Like,
Yeah, but
just
I
ask
will.
another question.
Okay.
Yay.
I have a question.
Okay, Grape Slushy. Flush the grapes for me.
My question is, I think that you should be able to refuse math trivia if it's killing four or more T's. Because there's been people who kill off like 8 T's.
Well, yep. If so many people are getting killed, maybe the guy is being a little bit too much of a dick, and then admin should tell him to not be that much of a dick, but it's basically
I know,
fine.
But there's like 3 admins that are active.
So...
They're not even that active.
Yeah, why don't you then tell the person, like, hey, man, I kind of like you as a person, but can you please not be such a dick? I think that would work better. I'm not gonna like say, oh, no more than 4 kills per game, or no more than 5 kills, or no more than 2 kills, or no more than 3 kills, because the next meeting we're gonna talk about how many kills we can have. It's gonna be like, oh, can we then have more than 4 kills, please? Or like, yeah, that's kind of... No, we won't do that.
Okay.
If someone is being too much of an asshole about it, just tell him, and if I've seen that plenty of times, the whole T team is like, oh, you guys are really strict Nazis, and then, like, there's no admin on, then eventually, like, even the CTs will cave, because no one likes to be the unpopular person. So, yeah. Kind of evens it out, and if it's really too bad, just get an admin on. Any of the higher-ups are admins, so you can always ask them. Like, Droid, for example, really likes that, especially when he's playing CSGO. He likes the, how should I say that? He likes the change of, like, CSGO to CSS. Right, Droid? Yeah, Doldol. See? He agreed.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I mean, if I'm around and not doing shit, I will ban some retards, as Nicholas will tell you.
There we go. Great. Okay, Simplistic had a question for everyone, I think.
There we go. There we go, right?
No.
Okay, perfect. Alright, you know those, how flashbangs turned into gas?
Yeah.
Can we not have that?
Is that really that bad?
It's really that bad.
They're awful.
I like the flashbangs. Like, they're okay. Some people like flashbangs, some people didn't. But these poison ones, no, there is no reason. Nobody likes those things. They're just the biggest troll waste of time.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, and you can only use them on, like, a couple maps with flashbangs.
That's true, but flashbangs themselves are really annoying. And they can be spammed on some maps by CTs that want to be really annoying. No, I mean, if you're a CT, you can throw them and, like, slow rebelling these down quite a bit.
Nobody thinks that way in a game where some mechanic like that isn't
if I have
really
time
present.
If I have time to throw a flashbang, I'm gonna shoot the dude in the face.
Well, not to shoot 10 people in the face. I don't know. I'm just, like, what's so bad about it?
It doesn't kill you. The worst thing about it is, a lot of new people especially, they'll, a lot of times if a T throws gas, it won't hurt the other Ts, but a lot of new people don't know that, or they just don't care to learn. So if, like, say everybody's at the bottom main cell stairs, and then somebody throws a flashbang, they'll all start freaking out, and I'm like, I either have to, like, try and get them all under order, and somebody will try and rebel, or everybody that moves, they just kill half the Ts right there.
They run away from the thingy? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they think it hurts them because it makes the sound, and they start running. Yeah, JT, I know it doesn't hurt them, but they think it does. Gotta listen, man, come on.
Seems like a them problem.
Yeah, I'm saying, but it's for new people. Like, I don't wanna throw these people off. Like, they'll just be like, well, what the fuck? Why'd you kill me? I was getting hurt. Disconnected from your
channel. Yeah, like, I want to do something fun, and people are just no fun.
Yeah, that was
well, it's not just whether
try.
Or not it's fun or not. The point of it, you said, was to slow down rebelling T's. If you're standing there and you have them all lined up at the bottom of the cell stairs, and they all start running in different directions, you have your M4 out, and you're going to shoot them. You're not going to take the time to pull out a flashbang, toss it, and hope that you hit a spot where at least one of them is going to be slowed down by it.
That's a fair point.
With the there is no real logic to use them over a gun at any point.
Tell that to all the competitive teams that, like, throw mollies or something.
That is a competitive team in a completely different game than Jailbreak.
Yeah, and, like, competitive
this is Jailbreak,
completely.
Where if somebody's running away and not listening to orders, you're going to shoot them.
Okay,
you're not going to try to stop them.
You guys don't like it. But, like, if it's something that's not used, like, I just think, like, I don't know. Like, the flashing was really annoying because people used to spam that all the time, and I really thought there was no at all point to have flashes in Jailbreak. You know, yeah, you can rebel with it.
Yeah, it's the main purpose.
It gets spammed more than it doesn't get spammed. So I just saw, like, there being a little bit of smoke and moving slower was way less as bad as, like, just having white screen all of the time. So
if you could get rid of the sound possibly, then that'd fix everything, but with the sound it's just a pain in the butt.
Okay, a lot of people raise handing. Are you the guys talking about this specifically or something else? No one. Okay, great.
Okay, so that's all I want. Just that and the vote ban and I'm done. Alright.
That and the vote ban, yeah, we'll eventually have that back. We'll get rid of the sound if there's no better suggestion and only slow people.
Oh, sweet. Alright. Going on with the point of the flashbang issue. Flashbangs are in the T cells to make rebelling useful. Turning them into gas kind of, like, doesn't give them the opportunity to run away while the CTs are flashed.
That is true.
Flashbangs and Jailbreak were supposed to be a primary weapon used by T's so they could rebel. Using them, turn them into gas, that gives them no power over that. And that's why.
Yeah.
User joined your channel.
We'll talk about the alerting later. Guys, so do you just want the flashbang back? I mean, that's less trouble for me, for everyone, basically. Okay, just put in your name, FB for flashbang. No, wait. Put in your name. 1, if you want a flashbang. 2, if you still want it to be not a flashbang. So 1 if you want the flashbang, just as originally in CSS, or 2 if you want it to be someone else. No, in your name, not in chat. Name's not chat. Like, edit your name, double click your name. Because actually it was changed because people complain, and now everyone is complaining reversely. Just know that if I change it back now, I'm never gonna change it to anything else. So 1 means you want the flashbang just as normal. If you put 1 or 2 or anything else on 2 or 1 in your name, I'm going to ban you from TeamSpeak.
I abstain.
I'm joking, by the way. So everyone who's putting something in their name is putting 1. Put it at the end of your name. Don't try to be creative. You don't like creative minds here. Like uniformity and people who don't have an opinion of their own. No, I'm joking. I'm actually really thirsty, so I'm gonna get something to drink, and that's not a joke, hahaha. But it's a 1, I suppose. Okay. So, someone else had a question, but if it's something you want me to hear, just wait 10 seconds, because I want to get something to drink.
Okay.
I'm back. So stop the spam, please, or else people are gonna get banned, haha.
Okay.
Who had the next question? Because I know a lot of people want to ask a question.
Me.
Hey, Big Titty, go for it. You can remove the 1 and 2 from your name, by the way.
Okay. I have a question. So I don't know if there's anything you can do about it, like if you can add something, but when when new people join like Jailbreak and they don't really understand our rules, or they're just being dicks, and they don't understand when it's ratio, and the first CT dies that they have to swap. Is there anything like that you can add to the Jailbreak to make them so that they automatically swap, or no?
Yeah, well, we are working on something that will be part of like an auto team balancer and part of like a system where only good CTs get to play CT. I'll be experimental for a while, so it's planned, but like I said, like, I'm basically, I'm the leader, I'm the one that codes stuff, and I'm, like, currently kind of really busy in real life. So, I mean, I just haven't had the time. I am sorry. If you know someone who's good with programming in Python, just direct them to me, and not someone who's like, yeah, I want to learn. No, someone is like, yeah, it's actually my job, or yeah, I'm, like, a college major. So,
okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, simplistic. And it was like, well, do you know Python? Or like, can you really, really help? Really, really good? And no one's like, yes. He does. Okay, well, talk to me later then. If you're actually serious about that. So, Albus didn't want to talk anymore. Crepe Slushy still wanted to talk. I think I answered your question, Big Titty. Right, so we'll basically have an auto team balancer that works like that, how you want it to work. Like if someone dies first on CT, they'll get switched out to make it more even again. Okay. Right, I'm still talking. I hope I am. Okay, he's not replying. That works, I guess. Okay, Grape Slushy, I think you had a question. Why am I banning JT? Oh my god. Yes, we'd have that too, basically. Yeah. All plans. Like, okay. So, it's basically a system based on karma. So, you need zero karma to play on CT, and you start with, like, something like minus 10. Yeah, and when your karma is below a certain amount, so below zero, for example, you regenerate karma the longer you play. So basically, let's say it takes one karma every 10 minutes, that means like, well, that may be a little bit extreme, but you get what I mean. So that means like, after 100 minutes, they get to play on CT after first joining the server. And then if you don't like the CT, you can give him negative karma, and if that drops below a certain amount, then he's basically banned from CT for as long as it takes it to regenerate. And then you can also give positive karma to his CT, and the CT on the CT team with the highest amount of karma gets to give orders first. And if he doesn't want to give orders, like, it'll go to the next person with the next amount of karma, and something like that. Yeah, but I need time to implement that. Something which is hard to abuse, because of course, like, the amount of karma you can give will be limited, and it'll of course need fine-tuning. But, like, systems like that, it's like a plus and minus rep system on forums and stuff. Yeah, there's always a certain amount of abuse, but in the end, if it's limited to how much, like, plus or minus points you can give to someone, you'll probably want to give plus points to the person you really like on CT, as in get better more and more fun orders as a T, and you'll want to give the negative karma to the absolutely worst CT. So, yeah. Okay, one second. Everyone with talk power, if so, who all has talk power here? So, Grape Slushy asked this question, 1 second. So, that works. So, I'll revoke your talk power now.
Okay.
Well, I answered your question, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Microphone do I have? D35 from Logitech, but like they're getting a new lineup, so I'm probably getting a new mic. Haha. Answer has also raises his hand. Wait, 1 second, because we have like a long queue of people who want to ask something. Coco! I know Coco wanted to ask something a long time ago. Because it crashed the server, Amjad. Never mind. Question 2. Anstra, so a question that you have? Elartingy. Don't spam, Nebraskan. Haha, it's really funny, but don't spam, please. Someone what? No, I don't want to, like, make people be able to buy stuff on their server they want. No, like, it's not related to the donation, it's just that it's a pain to set up. The I know the one from Source Mod is like, it doesn't work all of the time in CSS, it's more made for CSGO now. It's outdated, and I know we'd have to spend some time on making it really work again. And so I was making my own one, but it's a lot of work, and I didn't want to invest all the time because, like I said, I have some more important things to do for the clan too, coding-wise too. So, yeah, if you know someone, like I said, who can make that for us, or at least really completely fix the versions that are on there, like, publicly, then that's okay, I suppose, if you really want it. We can, like, test it for a month, and if, like, the server declines in population, we'll remove it and never have it back. And if people are like, yay, this is fun, and more people join the server, then I suppose that's fine. But we'll never have the, like, two last Ds have LR. It'll be, like, last D has LR. Can we have a vote ban on Karn, please? No, we cannot have a vote ban on Karn, please. Can we have a vote ban on Nebraska and Sea Leopard, please? Yeah, we can. Okay, who votes ban Nebraska and Sea Leopard? I do, yeah. I think you vote ban Nebraska and Sea Leopard. Yeah, too bad. Okay, stop this ban, please. Thank you. See, I kind of like that you guys listen to me. Well, kind of. Not like completely, but... Okay, you raise your hand. I think I answered Ansras. So, Albus, what's your question? No, you're beating
He just went AFK.
Who went AFK?
Albus.
Oh, he's typing.
Oh, never mind. He said he's still.
When does the voting begin?
Like, when we unlock it.
And
probably right after the meeting, or like in the meeting, or when we bring it up, or so really soon.
Technically right now, if Bruce has already got it set up and unlocks it.
Well, I mean, it's all set up, just haven't unlocked it. Fine!
Unlock it, bae!
Cool, alright.
Alright, I'm on it.
You know how to do it using the MCP, right?
Yes.
Okay,
I know how
sure.
to do it. I moved everything and I set up. I know how to do it, okay? User in your channel
was kicked from the server. Okay. So,
thank God.
After that. User joined your channel. Oh, I moved the channel. RIP. Sorry. Yay, fixed. So, what was the next thing we were going to say? Really stop spamming. I'm gonna ban people, like, for 20 minutes every time they spam. So, that works. This takes time of the meeting when I have to ban people like that.
Okay, voting booth unlocked. Have fun, I guess.
So... did Cyclops have a question? Because I don't think I...
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you were saying about the karma for the jailbreak, and you said it would go from, like, the people with the highest karma down to be warden, wouldn't that just mean the person with the highest karma would be warden every round?
Unless he decides to not be warden, and, like, the guy with the highest karma should be the most mature person, so it should be in time, like, oh, well, I don't really want to warden that badly. Maybe I should someone else...
Okay, and then I had another question about, like, you said for, like, the voting on karma. Did you, like, would you have it for everyone, or do you think you could have it, like, just for core members and I'll be able to vote for the karma?
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting idea. Maybe, yeah. It's just, like, it's, like, a rough... It's not worked out completely yet. Like, we'll try for everyone, and if that doesn't work, we'll try for four members first. Like, for members only, or, like, maybe, like... members have a bigger say, get more points to spend, and stuff like that. Yeah, I expect your opinion, Wartef, but it's something we'll try.
Okay, that was my only question. Watch it fail.
Well, if you don't try, you never know.
Well, if you know how people act, then you should need to try.
Okay. So, Field Robbie, did you still have a question? Or did I answer it? I just don't know, to be honest.
Well, I got a question about the karma thing, too. So,
okay.
There are people in Jailbreak, random people, that really take Warden too seriously.
Yeah.
With the person with the highest karma, as you say, is Warden, and he doesn't choose to give up Warden, like, in a span of 2 hours, can we make it a thing where somebody else has to give orders?
Sure, that's possible.
Alright, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a span of 2 hours is a bit long or something. Or maybe we'll make it so, like, the first... Like, it's a random choice between the three highest, like, PTs with the highest karma, or, like, I don't know, like, use, like, a matchmaking algorithm like Valve uses that's super complicated and that no one understands. I don't know. Actually, that would be interesting to develop. Maybe I'll give that a go. So Answers raised his hand. Did you have anything else you want to ask Field Robbie before I revoke your dog power?
Nope, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Anstras. Well, it's kind of that those people get, like, a choice. Use it. Not, I don't want it so that people can just spam a command, like, whoever is the best at spamming commands gets Warden in Jailbreak. That's stupid. Like, gets to give orders first, or, like, still, like, the CTs have to work as a team and stuff, so. I don't want it to be super strict, like, the person with the highest amount of points in this one system gets plain Warden and, like, no one else can give orders. So it's still, like, the CTs have to work as a team, but if they can, like, this guy is supposed to be like, hey, guys, we should work as a team, listen to me, and stuff like that. Okay, so yeah. Can you, like, not hold me in suspension? Well, that's really annoying, because then people have to re-chat, most people don't re-chat, people are like, I don't want to re-chat, people are like, well, I was reading chat, but then I wasn't paying attention to you, or, like, someone yelled over you, so I'm gonna listen to them. Okay, if you guys, like, can stop spamming, it would be really... And I answer your question already, Grape Slushy. Yes, with all commenting. Yeah. Wrong pace. No problem, Anstras. Talking a lot about Jailbreak, but I guess that's okay. There's not much else to talk about. Okay, Gongler, go for it. Can you, like, remove the veteran member from your name?
I know yeah, it's yeah, a second. Just really bad. Quickly for any staff uh-huh. who wants to fix it. Artist left the clan. He joined another one.
Oh, wait, I have you muted, Gongler. Must have been annoying at some thing, or I want to listen to someone else and talking. Sorry, it's probably nothing personal. All the time.
Artist left the clan, and I'm not sure that he should be voted upon.
Who left the clan?
Artist, he was a recruit, and his voting is open.
Made an LOA.
He didn't make an LOA because he said that he didn't want to because he says the clan is such shit, he's not going to waste his time to go on there and do that. He also MFK'd a couple of days later.
Huh. Okay,
I just never got around to removing his app.
Someone deny him then, please. Thank you for pointing out, Gongler. Someone do that. Confirmation, please. So we don't, like, have to do this again.
So I get veteran now, right?
Get veteran now? Fine. No, I'm joking. No, maybe sometime when we look at everyone to promote again. I guess this really contributes to it, to be honest. Better lights. Okay. That's funny. Okay, Simplistic, you've been raising your hand for a long time. It must be like morbid arthritis and stuff already, so.
Oh, are you done now?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, just because I was. What you were saying before, when they were saying, like, if somebody's warden for like 2 hours in a row, then like they should for the karma thing, and that doesn't seem like it actually be a problem, because if they're doing a good job for 2 hours in a row, that means people are still giving them good karma, so they want them to be warden. And if you want a new warden, then you just have to give them bad karma, right?
That's true, but it's more like not supposed to be like. Something like, if someone has 1,000 points, for example, and everyone else has, like, around 300 or something, and the guy just... I see where you're coming from, but I'm just saying,
like...
Just
make a low cap, man. Just make it, like, max, like, 300, so it's easy to get, easy to lose.
No, I... Well, we'll look at the balance later.
Like, that's all I wanted to say. I'm a god now.
Yeah, okay. It's a good suggestion. Thank you for saying that. Yeah. Oh, BBB. Answers has a question. Is there anyone else except for Answers? Cyclops? Left something? Good? You're good? Well, I wasn't asking if you were good or not. I was asking if you had a question. So...
User disconnected from your channel.
Is there anyone else who had a question? I think someone raised hand. Okay, Answers. Last thing about jailbreak. This and then one more thing. If there is one more. And then nothing about jailbreak. Yeah. I mean, as a server, we don't really have main and side servers. We... Right? Or am I forgetting something? If jailbreak is super populated, then I guess you could call that a main server, but that's not really in my hand. Huh? Like, I don't know, can you clarify again? People stop spamming, it's annoying. What do you mean by that? Have it as a minigame server? People just stop spamming. But how can I influence how popular server is? I can be like, hey, you and you, don't play on your jailbreak anymore, I'm going to ban you, go play on minigames. Like, if I do that, people are just gonna be like, okay, then I just won't play on your jailbreak server? I don't get what you mean. Can we advertise a bit more? Well, honestly, on jailbreak, other servers get advertised all the time if they have people in them. Like, minigames does even. Like, it's usually between B-Hop and minigames. Normal. But... Well, you can server ban them, just. I don't want to, like, be super aggressive in where people play. As long as they play on any one of our servers, I'm really happy. Like, I'm okay with advertising other servers in jailbreak, or, like, advertising all our other servers in other servers, but I don't want to force people to play in one server that they may not like as much. Like, I don't know, some people don't like minigames, some people don't like jailbreak. People that like jailbreak play in jailbreak, and people that like minigames play in minigames, yay! Okay, other people have questions. In JT... Oh, I think I misclicked on something. I think I added you as a friend. That was not what I wanted to do. I don't know where I clicked. Okay. Whatever. Oh, I made you priority speaker. Oops. That works, doesn't it? What? It doesn't? I was checking it in jailbreak. How doesn't it work? Huh? Okay, JT, do me a favor and go in jailbreak right now. You know what? I'll do the same. And we'll just test if it works, because I'm pretty confident it actually works. Because that's something I made really recently, and recently I've been really testing out, like... How do you say that? Like, I've actually been testing stuff before I put it on the server. So it should really work. I know it errors out for CSGO, and one Gmod server, but that's the server, not the mod. I don't see you guys, because I'm in... Let's test this. See, it works. Right? Guys, it works. How does it work? Servers, plural, not one. Okay, you have to make sure all your menus are closed, and then you do servers. It's never not worked for me. And that shouldn't be something that does not work for one. Like, if you have a source mod menu open, that might, like, intervene with it, but... So, can we not talk about 10 things at the same time? Like, now we're talking about the service thing working or not. Like, can someone help me with this? It works. Okay? No one that says it doesn't work? It works for me. Servers, with an S, not just one S. I mean, not just server, but servers. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm really proud of you, investing you all that time into doing that DJ7 joke, that's... Okay, so that works. I'm happy. So, there were other questions. Skyline. Okay. Wait, just what? Everyone who has a question. Wait, everyone who has a question now, for jailbreak still. Raise your hand, and this is the last time we do this. Like, I'll give everyone then talk power, and we'll go one by one, and then no more questions for jailbreak. Okay, anyone else? Questions for jailbreak? No? Last time? One more time? I guess that means raise hand or not? I don't know. But no other questions? No, okay. I answer as... You have asked a lot of questions. Okay. That's it. So, Anstraz and 80 not, I think. Yeah. Skyline it was. Okay. Skyline, what's your question?
Yeah, and it's about jailbreak. The chicken fight thing. If they're delaying, can we shoot them? Because it's just taking too long.
So... Yeah, just make sure you clarify that they don't delay. Be like, hey, don't delay.
Yeah, I do.
No, deeper than delays is always implied on the server, so if they really don't participate, you can shoot them, but please be nice and be like, hey, can you please actually play the game? And then if they don't shoot them.
I'm almost warning them, so yeah.
Okay, thank you. Anstraz, you had a question? We add more maps? I think we have most of the best maps on the server, to be honest, but if people don't RTV or vote for them, we don't play them. I'm not gonna force, like, this is an old thing again, I'm not gonna force people to play something they don't like. Like, you guys are in here saying like, hey, I want to play another server, but realize that most people just want to play Razor and stuff. They don't want to be like, hey, everyone has to now play this one map I only like. And everyone leaves the server. Like, because then you can't play any more too, so. No, I mean, why remove maps from the server? Like, does it really hurt for them to be there? Like, bad maps should be at the end of the RTV thing. So. But he should upgrade his PC, JT. So, even like removing Razor, I don't think that's happening anytime. Yeah. Just I'm fine with more maps, and I'm fine with removing really bad maps, but we've added some really cool maps, and if people don't play them, yeah. You know, like, incentivize people. Be like, hey, I'll be really cool to you if you vote for this other map. I don't know. But we could have a rate map thingy, maybe, to show how good the maps are. Yeah, I've thought about that, too. User joined your channel. So yeah, any other questions? What answers? No. Oh, also no cooldown. Okay, great. Well, fine, because you have a suggestion and not a question. If it's a question now, I'm going to murder you in your sleep.
How about adding a script or plugin where whenever the round ends on Jailbreak, it would play a song until the new round starts?
Why?
I guess that's funny, but...
What song would you want? At the end of the round anyways, you wouldn't be able to hear it.
It would be a couple random songs, to be honest, just to make a list.
And that requires the creation of a database.
That's so funny, so... I don't know. If you come up with some really good songs, I might consider it. Just because it's funny.
Yeah, it's because I play TTT, and on some maps or some servers, by the end of the round, there's a song that's played, so...
Honestly, I can cheat with YouTube and make it so you don't actually have to download the song before you connect. But that streams it, so... I don't know. If someone wants to PM me about that, then... Yeah, but maybe not happening, but, like, if the IDs are really good for the songs, maybe, because it would be funny. I don't know. You know, I used to play in this, like, Jailbreak server, where, like, bad boys would play every time you joined for, like, 10 seconds. So, that was funny.
Oh god, Dodo playing in a non-EGN server? Blasphemy.
Yeah, before I was in EGN, or 420, or TU, so.
So back whenever Dodo was like 5?
Yeah, when I was like 13 years old.
Dinosaur years.
Yeah, the good old times. So, no other questions about Jailbreak. Great. I don't know, I kind of like this. I don't really mind answering that much questions, but I'm probably getting tired of it. I'm in DSG, Betty. What is DSG? No other clan advertising or we're gonna have to ban you. Yeah. So mini games. Any questions about mini games? We only spend an hour on Jailbreak. That's acceptable, to be honest. Okay, Grape Slushy has a question. Maybe, you know what, guys? If you want to raise your hand, you should do it in like red or something, and only once. I think that would be best.
I think we need to add back the surf ski map or whatever it's called, because it's amazing.
What do you think, Ski Droid? Mountain. Droid.
I mean, it's basically the equivalent to Razor.
Yelling about that?
Someone wants Ski Mountain added back into the map pool for minigames. I have no clue what map that is. What do you think?
I also have no clue what that is.
Oh. Great,
that's
so we all
the
don't
map
have a clue.
Where the CTs start at the top of a mountain. It's like a Tom Green map.
Like ski?
And it's just a slide race down the bottom of it, and then there's a, like, hangout resort at the bottom of the T set
up.
Thought that was still on there. That, or there's another one on there that you added. I mean, I don't care.
I might be wrong, but I think that's what that one is.
If someone can get any of us, like, either Droid or Gandhi or me or someone, like, the exact map name, we'll put it back. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. If you want to add color, I think you can just do it, like, but let me try this, sorry. Maybe just using red works. works on forums, so... remove the spaces and then it will work. So but only please use it to raise your hands. MG Schematen, okay. We'll add that back then. If it's not broken or laggy or really stupid and then the other one. But I believe in you guys. You wouldn't lie to me about stuff.
Alright. Okay. So when people use RTD and they get full equipment, they always get knives, and they always spawn kill the other team. Is there a way to add it so it doesn't kill other people?
So it doesn't kill other people, I guess. Don't give it knives.
Yeah. Or remove RTD.
Or spawn protection.
I don't think we're going to go over that again with the RTD thing. It is in the rules, not spam kills, so they're basically breaking the rules, so you should report them. I think, like, spawn protection on minigames is really not feasible because some maps, like, involve kind of spawn killing and stuff, like, or some maps really quickly teleport you and stuff like that, so I don't think that would really work out on minigames maps. So they're just breaking the rules, report them, or get an admin. Yeah. That would be the best. Jeez, but it is against the rules. So... raise hand. Okay, who first? I'm just gonna go down the list. Okay, Mr. Simplistic, you had a question or something. Yeah.
It was gonna be the same thing Gongri said, so...
Oh, okay. Then the next person... Who is that? Gongler, he said his thing. So, answer us. User disconnected from your channel. Yeah, we have no block on minigame. Hey, can I ask a question before everyone else? Do you want MG Ski Mountain Resort Fix or MG Ski Mountain? Resort Fix sounds cooler, but then again... Boat? No, not boat, because they're probably really similar. Okay, Fix. You know what, I'll just look it over and decide for myself, because I'm an individual and I can't make decisions. So no, I said we were going to go down the list and you're actually next. So, Grape Slushy. User disconnected from your channel. You should... Can you just tell Shenli? He does that stuff of fixing. Just be like, hey, this is a ghost map and you can RTD on it. I hate you. Please fix it. Not that annoying, but just tell him, please. Any other questions? Wait. This is simplistic. Oh, we're again just to the list. Okay, fine. Ask your question.
Oh, yeah. Rather hold your thing. Matt, can you hear me?
No.
Okay, the map thing that he just reminded me. Alright, we have Summer and Summer Beta. But Summer Beta is the more finished version, and it's always a problem because people want to go to that map, but they don't. They see the beta and they think that's the ugly one because it has less things. So, is there any way we get rid of that ugly
one? But honestly, the thing is that the Summer Beta kills people before the round timer ends, I believe. Like, it has this nuke incoming thing, right? Summer is FPS problem? What? I get, like, no, 300 that's FPS.
JT. That's just JT. Don't worry about him.
JT has FPS problems every map.
Oh, okay. He has, like, Intel integrated graphics without, like, the 1000 version numbers, like, from the really old times. So, yeah. I don't know. What did they used to call it? I know, it's just deck stuff, so it's not. No, we're not removing Somewhere. Somewhere is a cool map. People enjoy it. It's actually one of the maps that fills up the server. Like, I would say Razor, Summer, and
oh,
what
no,
else?
No. I'm saying because there's two
versions. Yeah, I know
of
what you mean.
You do?
Yeah.
People like the.
There's the
one?
Original Tom Green map, and then there's the one that's not by Tom Green. And it's just an extension with more games and stuff. But it plays very differently to my experience. And, like, people sometimes are like, yeah, no, pick Summer Beta. But when they, like, fully know what map it is, I mean. And sometimes they're like, oh, no, just pick the original Summer. So I sometimes think that, like, it feels like a really different map to people. So I don't really want to remove either ones. So, yeah.
By the way, it's not Summer Beta, it's New Summer Beta. It's a completely different setup, made by a different person, which is why it's different. So everybody who doesn't seem to understand the difference, that's what it is. It's New Summer, not Summer.
Maybe someone wants to look for the, like, New Summer V1 or something, and not the Beta 1?
I don't think he ever actually
put
a New Summer Final. I think he just did the Beta and stopped.
Maybe we should just rename it.
Yeah, just rename it. There you go, we'll cheat, it's fine.
You know, I've done that in the past, just through name maps.
User disconnected from your channel.
Aww. Next thing you know, we get sued for licensing or some shit.
Just for changing something. I don't know, maybe, but that would be really funny. Summer Beta Ballsack sucks so much, that BSP. So any other questions about minigames? Wait, we're talking about Jailbreak. And we are actually talking about minigames. That disappoints me, guys. Okay, minigames, questions, now, go, shoot! Boom, 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 boom! No other questions? Okay, great. Should play more in minigames. And who actually manages minigames should actually put my server mod that I made from Jailbreak and for all the other servers on minigames. And I made them able to do that, but they didn't do that, Chun-Li and... at you, because I think he's the one that I asked to do that, so, yeah. Angry. Do we really need rules? Well, we need rules in some form, and, like, it used to be an MOTD, but then we wanted it changed, and then, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't like it that much either, but I invested a lot of time into making the mods on there now, and to remake it again, I'd rather do something else. So, I don't know. It's still kind of nice that you, like, explicitly have to agree every time you play on the server.
Your channel.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, I don't know. Maybe we'll change that in a couple of months, but I don't know. It's not that big of a deal. You can just click accept every time, and yeah. It should be fixed where it kicked people who didn't accept. Well, who did accept, but that should actually be fixed. So, yay. How about B-Hop, then? Ryan is a server manager. Yay. Ryan. I believe in you. Okay. You were talking about B-Hop in chat, but it was not about B-Hop that we were talking, so now we can't talk about B-Hop, because now we're actually talking about B-Hop.
Okay...
Ape Slushy has a question.
Okay, so Killer, he has this time on this map, it's like 0.01 seconds.
Fixed it.
And, it's on B-Hop Easy V2.
Yeah,
and it promotes me not to be in the top 10, and can you remove his so I can be in the top 10?
Yeah, I removed the old plugin and put another auto B-Hop in, so there's no chance of that happening. I just need me and, like, the one other admin we have, which I think is, like, Applejack, because Tony left, to, like, reset all the records at, like, impossible times.
Yeah.
And that's all that's left, right?
Applejack raised his hat, so I think you can talk to him.
Okay, so, Ryan, I've never actually really talked to you out loud before, but I think that you and I should, you know, put all of the timer boxes on all of the maps one day.
Yeah.
Like, we need to do it. You have a Bunny Hop server.
Yeah, I've done all the maps I've played on.
Meeting.
I've done all the maps I've played on. Haven't been on anything much.
Okay, that wasn't really a question, but we should do that soon, so that's all I have to say.
Yeah.
When are you guys doing that?
Let's do it on, what's today, Saturday? Let's do it on Sunday.
Can you just do it, Applejack? Like, do you really need Ryan?
I can do it, yes.
Can you guys just not, like, play on, like, I don't know, if you're Navin, you can switch maps, right? Can you not be like, hey, switch to the first map, yay, switch to the next map, yay.
I can.
Switch to the next map. Oh, this one doesn't have the coordinates, like, let's put them on, switch to the next map.
I can, switch the maps, but I don't have full admin, so I can't get to the end unless I bunny hop all the way there.
Oh, yeah. Correct. So
we'll figure something out. I'll do it.
I'll do it when it's... because the bird server is so popular. Like, there's always someone on. Unless I actually wake up at a reasonable time and do it in the morning. Which
can
it
you
might do
give... Well, honestly, if it's to fix the server, I don't really care if the server gets unpopulated for 1 or 2 days. I'd rather have a fixed server from now on, or like from 2 days from now on, and then get people to play there with a good server, actually, than... Yeah. So, can't you just, like, give him the Archon password, and then he has root admin access? And then change it after everything was fixed?
Yeah. Not exactly like it's a secure one.
What? I don't know.
Maybe it should be.
It sounds like you made the password, Caboose.
That wouldn't surprise me.
That might actually.
What is it? Send it to me.
Right, something like this.
Actually, if it's something weird, that's why not mine. No, I can be hop. I don't be hop. I don't
it's something
to...
like that.
But it's still a server that should be good. So.
Yeah, that sounds like I made it.
What is it? Don't say that loud.
What is it? Don't tell me.
I can't even private message it.
Oh yes, I'll tell you the password.
Like 420 yellow
the swing password
and blaze
is mind your own business.
Okay, no, but seriously, can you do that and then just change the password afterwards so then the server actually gets fixed? Because honestly, what can you really do to fuck up the server permanently with an Archon password?
Turn it off.
Oh, I know something which could be pretty bad, but I don't think even Applejack would think of that, so it's okay.
Change accelerate to -10.
No,
and
I
then,
honestly
like,
would like to help out. I'll do that. I'll take some hours and do that.
Can you then give him the Arkham password, please? Ryan. Thank you. Okay. I expect that to be fixed by next meeting. Sooner is better, but next meeting fixed, okay?
Deal.
Hey.
Thank you. So any other questions? No other questions? Do you want to say something about your favorite server, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, it's cool and shit. We've got a timer and stuff like that. I think Gongworld is a lot better than me. He's like my major fan of the B-Hop server.
Like,
Jongler can't get enough of the B-Hop server.
You know, you're being sarcastic.
Yeah, he's a dickhead. Yeah, on the forums, check it out. It holds space to jump and shit. And that's about it.
Okay.
Bye, people.
Okay, so no other questions? There's nothing else you want to say, Jongler? Or... Oh, you surf on the B-Hop server. You might actually be getting a surf server on CSGO. But we need a good timer that I will make when I have... Oh yeah, that means it's probably a long way from now. So, it's planned, so...
Oh, I have another question.
Yes.
Will we ever be getting any CSGO jailbreak servers? Because the CSGO jailbreak servers I've seen that are up usually have like 40 plus people on them. And are really popular.
Maybe, but I've been in those servers before, and I don't think I would want the 40 plus people on that server to be in an EGN server, because they probably would get banned within like first 10 minutes. And I am talking about their server, yeah, JT. Like, yeah, I've been in there, and I was like, oh my god, like, 90% of you in the server right now would so get banned on EGN server within the first 10 minutes. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. No, not just even chaotic, but like, I don't know, like, freaking people that really shouldn't be playing CSS with their age, like maybe 8-year-olds, and I don't mean to be like discriminatory towards 8-year-olds, but like
Plato.
8-year-olds in the way that, no, Plato is a very respectable member of the server compared to those people, especially. No, it's really bad. Like, I don't know. Maybe you want to join them one time. I wouldn't say, like, go join them because I'd basically be advertising their server. But no, it's really, really bad. And I was like, no, thank you. And I've joined, like, a couple of other people. Servers in CSGO that were jailbreak. And some were decent, you know. But the majority is really just like people that have no clue what jailbreak is, and they like come playing on there, and like it's new, and like you never see them again, and it's not really, it would be like a horror server, like it wouldn't really build a community, and it would be like, how people would say it right now is like it would be as toxic as fuck, so yeah. But yeah. So. No, but I don't know. If our CSS server dies, I suppose we'll get it, a CSGO server. Or maybe when all our servers get really popular and set up correctly, we'll focus our attention to a jailbreak server in CSGO 2. But it's not high on the priority list for now. And like, I'd rather get a server we don't have in CSS, like a surf server set up first. So, yeah. No, not black and red. It would be black and blue if we change for anything. Because I like blue.
I have a question. Whatever happened to that Crackhouse server we were supposed to be getting?
The signatures are outdated for CSS, and I have it set up, but
I was
when
talking
you spawn
about CSGO.
Yeah, I mean for CSGO. When you have it set up, I have it set up, and you can pick your weapons, and you spam without weapons. So you basically get a Glock and a USP, because the signatures for weapon giving are dated in CSGO for the thing I'm using. So, and I haven't had time to look into the whole thing, and decompile it and reverse engineer to get the signatures, and no one else has spent the time to do that. So yeah, and it works, but it doesn't give you the guns you're supposed to get. But apart from that, it kind of really works. So when that's fixed, you'll see it pop up on the servers list for EGN. I don't know, if you want to test it out, I can give you the IP.
No, oh, I'm just asking.
Okay. No, but it's really close to working. Like, signature's fixed, and that's just like one string, basically, and then it'll work again. So,
I'm gonna be the stereotypical guy noting you're a coder, even though this is a total joke. God, total, if it's just a single string, why don't you fucking fix it?
I suppose. I know. If I had a lot of time, I could get into it.
I still
yeah, fish through the
power.
Fucking code to find it.
Answer as you had a question. What about talk power? Actually, really easy with that talk power to see who still has to talk and stuff. Can you guys stop spamming because I am trying to read and if a prop hunter Gmod murder. Like I said, not high on the priority list, and I think people brought that up last meeting and they said I'd rather have a CSS prop hunt server, which could really work, or a CSGO one even. Yeah. But I also said if you really want one in Gmod and someone can really set it up correctly and stuff, that's fine for me too. But
user joined your channel.
Yeah. I know, like if you'd had we could vote on it, but like we've had a prop hunt server before. It never became popular, but then people said it wasn't set up correctly either. So yeah, I don't know. I just, like, in recent memory, we did that and it didn't work. So I'd rather not do that again. I'd rather do something that's similar to it. You see? So. Yeah. I don't know. If there's someone that's like, yeah, I completely know how that thing works and I know how to set up servers and stuff, we'll welcome you to the manager's team and you can do that. But I don't really.
Okay, so have we talked about the rotation CSS server yet?
No.
Is
it should be after this server. Can you hold your question?
Yes, I can.
I have a guy who can work on it, and who would that guy be? Lance? Lance? Wait, does he run like multiple servers and is he in a clan called RB or something? Because I don't think he would help us out, to be quite honest. Rook's leading clan. Oh my god, it's Lance? I don't know. Now, I knew this guy once that was really cool. His name was Lance, but then he kind of became uncool because he like double crossed someone and like in his own clan with someone else named Wiggles, and then he wasn't that cool anymore to me either, so I don't think he would like to.
Cry.
I, you know, see, I don't like someone outside of the clan to be given access to that, and I'll look it over, but unless he's interested in joining again. Okay, you should ask him and then tell him to come talk to me. Okay? Okay. Great. Thank you all. Okay, someone else had a question. Maybe that was Vaporize who had that question about the other server. But yeah. No other questions? Yay, okay. Then the next server. Yeah, no, we'll do the next CSS server first. Any questions about the rotation server, aka Diffuse, Hostage Rescue Maps, joined your channel. With Friendly yes. Fire and RTV?
Yes, question.
You can has thy question. Fine question, I think. Go for it.
So, I mean, is that server kind of just there, or do we have somebody managing it, trying to get it populated?
Well, honestly, I wouldn't say it's just there, but except for events, what can you really do to that server? Make it...
Well, I mean, we can change what it is. Like, it... I brought this up last meeting. People aren't going to come on the server because it has so many maps and it's always changing and it's just, like, random shit. If it was dedicated to a certain maps or just one map, I think we could create a stable player base of serious players that like to play on there.
What map then? Dust 2 24/7?
I think that we should experiment with it for sure. I, you know.
Well, what do you mean? Like, what map? For example, would you pick?
You know, put it on Office for a week, 24/7 Office. Maybe we could try a deathmatch mod, you know. Just anything to get it populated, because nobody plays there except, you know, me and the people I invite, really.
Yeah. Your pain. What do you guys think? I know, most people don't even care about the server, I think. Yeah, that's what I thought. Most people don't even care about it. It's just I don't have the time to do it, and we don't have really not an explicit manager. Maybe I can ask Shen-Li to like get people to experiment with him. Shen-Li, can you experiment with that server we're talking about? Maybe
which server, sorry?
The Diffuse, Hostage Rescue Maps, Friendly Fire, RTV, Fast Download Map, server thing.
I'll talk to you about it.
No, but I don't know, Applejack has a couple of suggestions, like put that match on there, or like dedicated to one map, or maybe both, and I don't know, like, I just really think that, like, a CSS clan or a clan involved with CSS should have at least one, like, server where you can just play CSS, or that'd be deathmatch or whatever map that is, like, but not like Jailbreak or minigames or that run or stuff
yeah,
like that.
Every server that we have is, like, not competitive, and sometimes I just like to get on and play CSS, you know?
Yeah.
How it's meant to be played.
I agree to that. I think we should have a server like that in what shape or form, whatever is the most popular, I suppose, is best. But yeah, so maybe if you have those suggestions, you can give them to Shen-Li, and then Shen-Li can work with the managers to figure something out.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so any other questions about that server, people? No? No? No, 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 no. Oh, okay. Well, I'm not broke, and I play CSS a lot, so... When, I don't know. I'm not gonna tell you. Probably far away, but you never know. Okay, no questions? Okay. Then Scans Knives. It's a Scans Knives server, and it works, and it's pretty cool, and it actually gets populated, so...
Can you raise the air acceleration so you can actually strafe in Scout's Knives? And
no,
making
because
it...
I've really researched the air acceleration, and it's supposed to be this. Like, the popular Scout's Knives servers all run this, or even a little bit lower. So, yeah.
You're talking about Fragworks, aren't you?
No, I'm not talking about any in particular. I'm talking about, like, I joined the... Like, I filtered my map list for SK or Scout's Knives and joined a couple servers that had people in it, and they all had an air acceleration or this or lower, and then I went on Game Banana and forums, and they were like, well, you should have this and this and this, and this is basically the highest recommended value. So
I know, but you should at least like have something where you can actually like be hop and gain speed. Like the entire thing of Scout's Knives isn't like dependent on only using your scout and knife. It's evolved since CS 1.6.
Huh?
Like, you can't even time your B-hops. Like, you might be able to get one lucky strafe in and go like 400 speed, but that's like the max.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. It has enabled bunny hopping to zero. That could be it.
I don't think that's a command for Go.
It is. And Go and CSS.
You can also set the stamina as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can mess around with that too. But I honestly looked up all the... This is supposed to be a top competitive Scout's Knife setup. Which I didn't know existed, but like a lot of people were like saying, yeah, this is great, I like to play Scout's Knife like this. And the server is populated, so I guess something is going right. I don't know, like, it's, I even think it has a higher stamina value than default, and like, you glide more than in competitive setups for like, I don't know, matchmaking or something. So it already should be better. So, but... It's CSGO, not CSS, you know? Like, CSGO is always a bit, like, more sluggish in that respect and stuff, so...
Yeah.
I know, I don't think that will be changed. Because I think it's at the best point it could be. Like, unless you have a really specific, like, different config setup for me that you can give me, then we could try that and see if it gets more population.
Or
if
I cry every better. Time.
Easy. Okay, then. Any other questions about the server? Oh, Skins plugin? Maybe, yeah, when I have the time to code on myself, because I want to do it myself. Oh, I know it's in source mod, but I don't like how that works. But, I don't know, I don't think that's that important, and some people really like it and some don't, so. Yeah. No other questions? Yay, okay, next server.
123 spam in chat.
Oh, that's actually good. What server is that again? I always forget what server that is. It's someone that's down. No, it's actually up, but it's down on the forums.
I think it's game server 4.
Yeah, well, what is that?
I don't know.
Is that the Daisy one? I think that's the Daisy one. Green isn't here. That's disappointing. Yeah, it's Daisy server, I think. I'll look it up in the ACP, give me a second. Apparently it's Abe Drake's birthday today. So who remembers?
Does that mean it's a day where we get to renew his perm bans?
Yeah, exactly. How did you know? CMS servers. Help? Oh, it's the horror server, apparently. What?
User disconnected from your channel.
I think someone took that over. Oh my god, Chun-Li, do you know? I should have told you.
What happened?
I know, the horror server. It is called.
Yes?
Someone should have taken that over and is actually running it. Do you have any clue who that is?
No, I don't.
Okay. You know, I think... I'll just disable it for now, because you might actually be right. In the fact that no one is actually running it. So, horror. Yeah. I don't know, can you ask around, Chun-Li, and let me know? Oh, and we have a Daisy server, which is being worked on by, I think, Marine? It's either Marine or Amrika, but I'm pretty sure it's Marine. Yeah, I know, right, Applejack? I want to know where they are. So, no, apparently, Marine and Amrika are both working on TTT, and they were doing a good job, someone told me. I don't know who anymore. Yeah, Silver Hybrid. Right, he changed his name, I hate that. Names, because it makes me like... Yeah, so they work on TTT. And Marine should also work on the Daisy server. So I relisted it because he's been having a month to work on it. So I suppose it should work now. I don't know. Someone should go test it out and tell me who actually knows. Well, I don't know. The only person I asked or told me that they would be working on it would be them. So... Apparently it's a thing, Nifty and Gmon. I don't know. Weird. And since some time, it was like a script on one website that someone convinced us to buy, and then we bought it, and then, yay. Then they like left the clan and stuff.
$40 later.
Yeah. Then someone was like, yay, we'll do this, and then he only did it and fixed it, so I don't know. I don't know if it's actually fixed or not, but he told me he would. Marine, Silver Hybrid, whoever. So many silvers in the clan, it's annoying. Yeah. So we should test it out.
Silver Hybrid is silver, by the way. There's only one silver in the clan, and that is him.
There's Silverstein.
Well, Silverstein's a faggot, so it's okay.
So, we have Anstras wants to ask a question.
The voting's already started.
Oh, okay, there we go.
You'll find out tomorrow.
No question for you, Anstras? Okay. Grape Slushy, you had a question? Or not? Maybe I just forgot to revoke your talk.
Nah.
Okay, Vaporize, you had a question? Maybe I forgot to vote Doc Baba.
I had a question, but it was already answered. I'm good.
You're good? That's subjective. Maybe I don't think you're good. No? I don't know. So, we had a horror server. I think actually Marine or Hybrid, blah blah blah, said they would manage that too, so... I don't know, but it's down all the time, so I don't know what's up with that. I actually don't know, and I should know. That's really bad of me. Chun-Li, can you please figure it out? What's going on with the horror server?
don't get know, back I don't to have me access to it.
But can you ask the managers?
Yeah,
you're kind
sure.
of the boss of the managers, so... access to it, tell me. But I don't think, like, giving you access to it would actually solve my question, because it's more like asking them. And no, it's either Enrique or Silver Hybrid that should know about it. Okay, blah blah blah. TTT, last server. Any questions about TTT? You want to say something, Applejack? That's okay.
See, Semi? Well, it's not about TTT, though.
RIP Semi. Okay, well... about what is it?
Can you disclose the donation requirement to keep this community alive and kind of talk to everybody about how many times you've had to, like, you know, put your own money in just to keep us here?
Well, I could, but I don't know it myself, like, quite clearly. I think the upkeep for now is... 40, no, 59 plus 24, no, plus is 85 US dollars or euros? I don't even know. But you know what? We'll talk about TTD first, and then we'll talk about that. So, any questions about TTD? No questions? It's fun. Enrique and Marine manage it, and Roxy's helps too. Roxy's, if you're not really up to speed with them, you should really, like, tell them and stuff. Talk to them. Make sure they know you do stuff too, and, like, work together, yeah. Tell Subway to hire you, yeah, I'll, like, put in a letter of recommendation. I'm the supreme overlord of the world. Let's see. Yeah. No question about TTT? Okay, that's great. Then for the donations thing that you asked. It's... User 70 plus 20, it's 90 US dollars. Per month, for now. Plus an additional cost for the domain name, which is 20 dollars, I think, per year. So that's okay, I suppose. So, but I would like to up that and get better servers. So buy another $20. But we, like, we almost always, like, on average, we get the donations we need for now, but not that much more. Like, not really more. Like, on average, we just, like, keep up every freaking month. So it's not bad and not super. So, but, like, if we'd get $20 more per month, I would switch to a better server, which would have, like, the best processor we could get for CSS. Like, an Intel Core i7 4070... 790K, yeah, which is not Xeon, but it has a core speed of 4 gigahertz and turbos to 4.4 gigahertz. And it's basically desktop CPU, but that's really good for game servers. No, actually, Skylake doesn't matter that much. But yeah, it's the best one you can get now with dedicated hosting services, and that would really, like, it would enable us to, like, get heavy duty your servers. Like, we could get, like, if we wanted to, a 64 slot server, like, because, like, most server grade CPUs sacrifice core speed for more cores, and Counter-Strike or Go, like any Counter-Strike including Go, doesn't really benefit from that. Like, Source uses only one core from a CPU. So if you get one really fast core, that's better than two slower cores. So, yeah, that's the thing.
What's up with the DDoSing?
What's up with the DDoSing? Yeah. People that hate us. Like, some people rumor that's from DSG, but, you know, honestly, I don't know. But people do DDoS us a lot. And that other server is is also having a better anti-DDoS protection, so yeah.
There's also another community on our box that shares it with us. They just DDoS all the time, which affects both of us.
Yeah, and if we were to go to switch, like, now we have a virtual dedicated server, virtual private server, it's actually called. So that basically means we share a PC with someone else, but our PCs, like, basically it's one PC where multiple PCs are virtualized on. So there's an OS running, but on that OS you can install Windows and run it, like, have a 4-core CPU and have one customer have, like, 2 gigabytes of RAM and have, like, out 2 cores of the 4 cores and use that as your actual, like, system. But the one we'd switch to for $20 more would actually be, like, we'd actually run the computer that would actually be our own and not used by anyone else. So it would be way better, actually, yeah. And better anti-DDoS protection, too. It's like from OVH, which is a really big provider, has really great DDoS mitigation, so that should be better. I've never used an anti-DDoS mitigation, so I cannot guarantee, but it should be better, because NFO doesn't even advertise it at all, so yeah.
Marine is here, so you should make him talk about TTT.
Marine, talk about TTT. Give him talk power. No mic. Marine, type about TTT in a color we can all see. So, actually, what do you know, before you talk about that, what do you know about the DayZ server and the Horror server? Because you should be involved with those, right? And come down? How do you mean? Weren't you running it? How do you mean? There's nothing you can do to fix it, but how do you mean that? Well, I'm pretty great with databases. Can you talk to me about that? And actually do talk to me about that. I'm gonna fuck you up. Like someone I know would say. But actually do, like, after the meeting, come talk to me. We'll figure it out. Okay? Okay. Great. And how about the other server? The server called, what was it called? Jesus. Horror! Yay, Horror. You don't have access to. Okay, that's... But were you talking about fixing that, or wanting to fix that, or weren't you? I don't know, I know someone asked me, and I must have given them access or something, but...
User disconnected from your channel.
Okay, that was climactic. What? Ooh, Roxy's. What are you? Emma is a she. Okay. That didn't surprise me at all. So did you ask to run Horror or not? Silver, Hybrid, Marine. Okay, you can do that if you want to, by the way. Yeah. That's fine by me. But, like, can you actually run it and do you have the time to and, like, say you can, but can you actually, like, can you deliver? And the experience? Can you deliver? No, I don't. If I knew you That's could, then asking. I wouldn't ask you. Yeah. So, okay, so when you talk to me afterwards, remind me to give you access to that server. Okay, thank you. What is the low hell blood on screen? I kind of like that. Well, maybe those people shouldn't error their textures out. Or, well, I guess you should not remove it, but fix it. If that's possible, please, thank you. Maybe you name the texture, but because maybe they like download a texture with the same name from somewhere else, and that, yeah, you fix it. Yay. Okay. It should actually be that they should RSVP, but it's okay. Mine works, but everyone else would see. What did I miss? I don't know. I didn't know when you left. So. Missed stuff. And I don't know if it's a lot. Okay. So that's it. TTT, nothing else to do. Discussing servers. So yeah, if you get more donations, about $20 more per month, we'll switch to a better server. And we can still upgrade a lot, but... or even get two of those servers, which would be the best thing, but yeah. I know. So I really would like servers that don't really get DDoSed or get affected by it, and also have better performance. Yeah. So. If you donate Bill Gates' bank account, we'll get a new server. Yeah. We'll even get like 10 more. So, any other questions? I don't think there's anything else to say. Yeah, some people must have not been very nice, and you should be nicer to your colleagues on the server. And everyone that's been really nice to people, good job, keep it up. What do you get if you donate that? Admin in every server for always if you don't fuck up and make us remove it. And pass an admin application. Oh, we should do the admin application. I said you guys you should have done it by the meeting is now, and we didn't make that line. I am really disappointed in all of us, including me. Still also disappointed in all of the other higher ups. We should really do that. Hey, no, Nifty, can we ban Nifty? What do you think, Nifty? Anstras! What's up? Is he shiny? Is it a shiny card? That was basically a Pokemon reference. I don't know, is that still popular, Pokemon, with, like, the generation of, like, 15-year-olds and 14-year-olds now?
It's about 10.
Unfortunately.
No, I play Pokemon through my 15. Like, I kind of still play it, even, but...
just I still play Pokemon all the time.
Pokemon, oh, I love
Pokemon. Nerds?
Pokemon is so cute and so nice, and, Pokemon is cool. Even looking into my new slippers and making it like Espeon's. Oh, there's a warm man. I don't like warm shoes. I should report him, Anstrad. That's like the only way. Why not talk about Pokemon? Pokemon is amazing. You know, one time I caught a Dialga with a Pokeball, like a just normal Pokeball. Like, that
wow.
Was pretty cool.
I don't even know what that means.
You suck. Because Pokemon is cool. You know, I actually played that competitively for a little bit. With,
Is that like CSGO matchmaking?
Well, honestly, it kind of is.
Does it work off an ELO system?
CSGO uses a modified Glico 2, thank you very much.
No, I actually really like that Pokemon. Good old times. But no, honestly. So, any other questions about the clan? None about Pokemon? Someone tried to get me into Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel online thingy. I would actually have gotten into that if I didn't have better stuff to do. And I don't mean that in a negative way to the Yu-Gi-Oh thing, because I actually kind of like those card games and Pokemon stuff and like Yu-Gi-Oh stuff, but I don't have the time for it. Yeah, Dolphin is pretty cool. Raise his hand and stress. Well, if no one has questions, I think we're done. I don't know, is there anything else, higher-ups, I should think about? Put in your 2 euro cents. Hey,
you'll
guys.
You'll have the member tag on the forums.
What? What did you say? Well, hi, Shenli. What did you say? What has Dine said? Nothing? You died? Okay. Anyone else? Wolfie, Wartab, Droid, Karn, Caboose, want to say
what?
Something?
No.
No. You don't have anything to contribute to this meeting here.
The meeting?
Not a lot.
I'll have you know, I've contributed about 4 words this entire meeting.
You
have about
contributed
4 sentences.
That is true. Wolfie hasn't contributed at all. Gone, Wolf.
Had a poke. Contributed that too.
Contribute something. Bring something up of great value to my kingdom.
Oh my god.
Who wants to be a staff?
Hi.
Dibs, dibs, dibs.
Yeah, we're switching you out with Wolfie. I'm joking. What? That disappoints me. You know, aww. Come on, Droid. Well, actually, Droid
just
has
force Roxy's to be a staff. He'll love it.
Roxy's be a staff? I'll pay you $100 a month. I'm joking. I won't. Actually, if I paid people like $100 a month, I bet we'd have really good staff.
I would love to be paid $100 a month.
I mean, like, we'd have really good staff, as in, like, I wouldn't need you guys anymore, so.
How? I'm, like, the best staff.
Okay.